California. You know, if today, if we were living in the year 1913, today's date would be 11-12-13, but we're not, so it ain't. Anyway, today I did a little thing called the Satellite Radio Tour, where Tom talks with guys and gals on different radio talk programs around the country. And I was chatting with Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo from WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And their motto there, by the way, is WJFK, less BS. So I'm sure that Jack Kennedy up in heaven is saying, well, it's the station with less BS. And I had an email that ties in with Don and Mike in Washington. A lady wrote in here, a family wrote in, they said, you know, Tom, every night we see you at the show there, you open the show with the wide shot, and we see the gold vase at the base of your chair. For heaven's sake, what is the gold vase? Actually, the gold vase is a spittoon. And what's in here, you see, I take a little breath mint between the office and coming down here to the studio, just in case I want to plant one on a female guest, you know what I mean? And then right before the show starts, because it's not polite to talk with mints in your mouth, we have what is called mint spit, in which I spit a mint into these spittoons. See, these. So one day, this guy Geronimo and Mike are in here from WJFK. They came out for the big primetime tour, where they got to talk with the CBS stars, and the lady who gave them the tour, they said, would you like to see Snyder's studio? And they said, well, we'd like to see, yeah, where he does the show from. They come in, and they come over here, and they see the old mint spit. And one of them says they took a handful of these and put them in their pocket and were passing them out on the plane. Oh, jeez. Strange things on the radio from WJFK, where there's less BS.
And I feel just a pang of guilt busted on him.
Right.
Because he's always been real nice to us, talking about us on his show every time we had him on. But
yes,
it's a young man's game. Move over for Craig Kilborn.
And he did have the story wrong. You went to those mints like a bloodhound. I never saw anybody. You found those mints inside of 5 seconds and immediately popped one into your own mouth.
Yeah, I ate it myself. Forget giving it to someone on the plane. Although I think I did give one to you then, didn't I, Robin?
Yeah, but you didn't tell me it was.
Oh, right, because I didn't tell you that it was from Tom Snyder's spittoon.
Yeah, the giving him on the plane was a joke I made when he was doing the interview. And I'll never forget that when you pop that mint into your mouth.
I think he's safe.
How did it taste? I'm sure he's safe.
Tasted coppery and salty and a little pickly.
Oh, I like
that's exactly how it tastes.
Salty pickle.
Yeah, I think of all the guys on late night TV. Let me see. Letterman.
Leno. Montiel.
Mike Douglas, the only white man, made me moist. I think I would probably, let me see, Tom Snyder, Conan O'Brien, Bill Maher.
No
way.
No, you'd come back with something.
Let me see.
A sex disease.
Letterman. I don't know if I'd eat one of Letterman's mints.
Because, he does the...
Well, listen, this is a moot point. I've already eaten Tom Snyder's mints.
Well, he'd be number one, wouldn't he?
So that would be, I guess, out of all the hosts. Of course, I've not had the chance to eat any mitts that had been in the mouth of Letterman or Leno or Conan O'Brien or Keenan Ivory Wayans or
I get the impression
Sinbad.
If you got Conan O'Brien, there might be like a piece of food on one of the mitts. You know what I mean? I just get the impression looking at him.
Tom Snyder's a workhorse. Yes. He's been around a long time.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
I felt confident putting a mint in my mouth that had been in his mouth previously.
Sure. Is he still smoking? That's what I'd like to know. Is he still
smoking, baby?
I think he still said that. I asked him that. Yeah. I think he does still smoke cigarettes. So, was there any nicotine he taste at all today?
You know who I wouldn't eat would be Andy Richter's from Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah. You'd have all sorts of, a big string would come off of that one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
I'd like to talk about sexual harassment, if that's okay. Do you think it's sexual harassment if you tell a woman her hair smells nice?
Her hair smells nice?
Yeah. This is a joke. Now you're going to say you're 3 feet tall?
Well, no. No, I wouldn't come back down. I'm serious. No, you reckon?
Are you serious? Turn your radio down.
Okay, turn the radio down. No. You've heard that one before, haven't you, Don and Mike? I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is that wacky British sense. Are you a British guy?
I am indeed.
All right, listen. Stop telling jokes. Go brush your teeth.
Hey. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, listen. Baby. Listen, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Why are you always dissing the Brits?
Well, because, by the time you're 60, your teeth are going to be little shards, little stumps.
Oh, now that hurts.
You got a nice country. It's a nice little wannabe America country.
We just lost Hong Kong, man. We got Gibraltar left. We got to hang on to what we have.
It's a nice little
country. The revolution will come.
Yeah, I think there was a revolution already. I think we already kicked your ass.
Hey, that was a tie.
A tie. Get out of here.
Hey, yeah. We gave you this country. You should be thankful to me.
At least we don't have a queen.
A queen.
How queer is that?
My mama's a queen.
A queen.
Hey, you want to talk to Frida?
Yeah, right.
Okay, hold on. Frida.
You know, the problem is this guy in Britain, this would probably go over real big.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Because people have a lot of time to look at lame comedians in Britain because they never brush their teeth.
No, see, how many? We won, like, at least one or two gold medals in the last Olympic Games.
Yeah. All right. Hold your head high.
And just remember, he's doing all this comedy in a dress. Because that's all they laugh at over
there. Benny Hill.
Hey, guys. No, I love you guys. I love you guys. But we did give you this country. And we weren't any part of Vietnam.
Kiss my ass. Listen,
that again. Leave up Vietnam up again. That's
kiss
crazy.
My ass with that. Okay?
Hey, come on, guys. I mean.
Listen, you're in this country right now, Herman's Hermit.
That's right. You should kiss the ground of the United States of America.
You listen to me, Mott the Hoople. This is a great land.
Hey, guys. This place sucks, man.
Yeah, right. Why don't you go back to your backwards country and spend the next 20 years neglecting your teeth?
Yeah, and have a nice big plate of boiled meat.
I use Crest every day. I just like Austin Powers.
Your food sucks.
After he had his teeth done,
listen,
man.
Listen,
serious,
now.
Man.
Listen, your food sucks. You got a limited amount of television channels.
We got fish and chips.
Fish and chips suck.
You can't taste it. Your gums are bleeding all the time.
Arthur Treacher.
Why don't you go enjoy a nice game of darts?
Arthur Treacher's is a wannabe. It's a wannabe fish and chip shop. We have Jaguars and Rolls Royces. What do you guys have? Come on, Kias? Are those American? I'm sure they are.
This is a very weak argument, son.
Yes.
That's not a weak argument.
You're lucky to be in this country, Boomtown Rat.
I am illegal, but that's beside the point.
And, you know, you guys have that same bathing problem the French have, too.
No.
Oh, come on now. Absolutely.
At least once a week.
But listen, I think if you're going to stereotype, the number one British stereotype, and I mean ahead of bad food, ahead of the Queen, ahead of all of their stupid Buckingham Palace crap.
I ain't going to bring up Pee Wee Herman either.
Oh, yeah, there's never been anybody in Britain that masturbated before.
Hugh Grant.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant. Oh, touche to Buzz
George
Burbank.
Michael. Hugh Grant.
George Michael, he also did that.
Yes, George Michael. That's there you go.
Come on, what was the stereotype you were going to bring up?
Your teeth, man.
My teeth?
You guys, Britons, have the worst teeth. You know what my favorite Spice Girl is? Gingivitis Spice.
Donald's common misconception.
I've been to Britain, sir.
That was a lovely meal of boiled meat. I guess I don't have to brush my teeth. I guess, you know, what it is the rotten meat between the teeth will serve as to actually go back and forth and rub the tartar away.
Yeah, I know Don likes a bit of meat and two veg between his teeth, but I'm not into that.
Right.
Guys,
sure you're not.
Guys, it's a common misconception.
Listen, you silly girly man.
We're the cleanest nation in the world.
Listen, your nation sucks. You're nothing like America.
Oh, yeah.
You're nothing like America.
That hurts.
You're a bunch of pussies in Britain.
That's right.
You're pussies.
That hurts.
Hey, you bloody policemen don't even carry guns.
Yeah, right. You're bobbies.
That's
bobbies.
Because we don't have the crime problem that you guys have
God. Yeah, you don't have the crime problem. You got Big Brother over there. You realize if you go to London, there is a camera on every street corner that watches everything you do. That is not a joke. That's a fact.
That's true.
It records you. It records you eating your boiled meat. Your big pig. I like a potato boiled. I like some beef boiled and some carrots boiled. And listen, how about a nice green salad and boil it for me?
And then don't brush. Don't brush that afterwards.
No need.
They always brush. I mean, who besides Austin Powers have you seen that have bad teeth?
Listen, sir, everybody from Britain, even that good-looking young guy that you got who's your new...
I have to say that...
Who's your new piss boy for the tween?
Tony Blair,
he's got bad teeth. And listen, I want to say something else to you.
I admit, Princess Di's teeth right now aren't in the best of shape.
All right, that's not even funny. I want to say something else to you. Warm beer. You guys suck. You have warm beer. And listen, Mr. Jaguar.
We're going to win the World Cup.
Listen, Jaguar.
No, we will be the
Hey, Mr. Jaguar, you make Jaguars. You know who owns the Jaguar company? Ford.
Ford America.
Ford American.
No.
We own your ass, man.
You're so wrong.
You guys, you know what you are? You're France with a little more class. That's all you are. Get off my phone. This phone's reserved for Americans.
I have a bowl of cereal, cornflakes with real milk, and boil it, will you please?
I've been there. Yeah. Nothing great about going there.
I remember when we were over there and you saw Taco Bell. You went nuts for Taco Bell.
Right, I was dying for something American.
And we saw it, and it was just like the angels were singing.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don.
It's an okay country. Yeah. You know, if you can't live in America. I mean that. This is a kick-ass country. I'm glad to be an American. Yeah. I'd hate it if I was a Brit or a French. It would suck.
This is your America, Don.
Yeah, it is. Mike, and it's yours, too.
That's right. Ed Anger, my America.
God damn it. Whenever I speak from the heart, you mock me.
I'll have to work on that.
I mean that. You know, I go through that with my wife, where she says, we have vacation coming up in July.
Right.
She says, where do you want to go? I say, what do you mean? She says, let's go to Australia. I said, what? Why would I want to leave America?
Mm-hmm.
Everything I got is right here in America.
You don't want to go to Australia.
No, you go somewhere else. They're copycats of America.
Matt Lauer went there.
Oh, Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer's a weird-looking guy. Matt Lauer, I'm starting to believe, might have signed that deal with Satan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, because for a while I bought into the whole Matt Lauer thing. Hey, boy makes good, down on his luck, about to get out of the television business, suddenly gets discovered.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, take a good look at Matt Lauer.
Yeah, it's after he signed the deal with the devil that Brian Gumbel started really being an a-hole.
I say, look at that hairline at Matt Lauer.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell me what he's going to look like in a few years.
Mm-hmm. Paint your bald spot.
Correct.
Big time.
Yeah. And listen, I hate to be the one to break this to you, Matt, but overbite. Okay?
Matt Lauer.
So you're not going to Australia?
No, we're not. We're going to Ocean City, Maryland, Mike.
Yeah. Well, they have an Outback Steakhouse down there, don't they?
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure they do.
Taste the Outback.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Color me guilty, man. I really love America. It's the greatest place. That's why all these other stragglers want to come here, man.
Of course. It's, you know, comes to our country running us down.
Yeah. There's not such a radio show in Britain where you could do that, because everything's government-controlled.
Yeah, government. The government.
The government. The bloody government.
Watch out for the bloody government.
For the bloody government.
And the piss boy.
Hello.
Don Mike.
Tony Blair. Piss boy. Piss boy. And he's about as an American as you can get for a Briton.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give the British people this.
Mm-hmm.
They got, who's the guy that took the place after the Queen? That old dude with the, kind of looked like Alfred, Batman's butler?
Yes.
You know, the guy, remember the tall guy, and he had like real round shaped glasses?
Right.
Not, was it John Major?
John Major,
yeah,
right.
All right. For a
he was way too Briton.
Hello.
He was way too British.
He spoke like this. Hello. Yes, hello. Oh.
They said, give me someone. You know what they said, really?
What?
Give me someone. Give me the British version of one of those hot American politicians.
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
That's how it worked?
Yeah.
They still have that lady, though, right? Remember that lady that runs Parliament when they're all yelling at each other? I love the way they govern.
Yeah. The country's a joke.
I love that, when they go, would the distinguished speaker from the right side of the platform acknowledge the fact that his nose hair goes down to his bloody toe.
Listen, C-SPAN kicks their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch our Congress any day over their Congress.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And listen, let's not even talk about those faggy wigs. Those powdered wigs.
They love to march. They love ceremony over there in the UK.
Yeah, sure they do. And I didn't buy my copy of the Elton John record either. What do you think about that? Hello?
Radio Gods.
Hi. Man, that felt good. Who knew I hated Britain so much?
There you go. You got it all out of your system. My father would be proud of you.
There's an American calling, Don.
There might be a little left, Mike.
Oh, good. That's
hello.
Good.
Radio Gods.
Don and Mike, hi.
How y'all doing, man? I just wanted to call and let y'all know that you guys are the best radio show on the air.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much for that. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Every day I'm at work, and all I can do is just wait. Can't wait to get off and listen to y'all. Y'all make me laugh.
Yeah, a lot of guys get off when they listen to our show.
Yeah, especially with certain types of programming we have.
Are you at work right now?
Yes, sir.
Where do you work, son?
Goodyear up in Chantilly.
Goodyear, another fine American product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another fine American product.
Look at that blimp, you know? I mean, why use that to go across the Atlantic Ocean when you can use it to advertise things?
You got one of those things that you use to take the things out of the tire? You know, that
a little prior thing, the pry job?
No, not that. After you take the hubcap off.
Right.
When you want to take the nut and the bolt.
Oh, the air ratchet.
The air gun.
That thing. Man, that makes a great sound. You got one of those?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me hear that, baby.
All right, hold on 1 second.
All right. That is a great sound.
It is.
That's a sound, Don, that says America. I believe. You know you're in the United States when you hear this sound.
Right. Here you go. Here's skilled American labor right now. That's right. What do you think of that, Brits?
Yeah.
There's a shot of good old USA for you.
I'm in Britain, they're working with their bare hands without the technology, trying to get those lousy rusted nuts off one of those big taxi cabs.
You know how they do that in Britain? They use their teeth. That's right. Guy goes down his hands and knees, and actually with his teeth, he has to put his mouth around each of the nuts and bolts. Wow.
Oh, love, I got another grease stain. Oh, bloody hell. Why'd I have to do this with my teeth?
Hello. What's he doing? He's changing the tire.
Oh, where'd he go? That's a good job, Nigel. Now go to the left side. Take the other tire off.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Jorge.
May I speak with the boss?
Is please? This Jorge 1 or Jorge 2?
This is the Jorge. You may ask Ken, and he could identify me.
All right, I have a warning for both of you guys. Starting to burn on the Jorge character.
Absolutely. Yeah. The material has to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Buzz.
Yes, Jorge.
Are you circumcised, Buzz?
That's for you to find out, Jorge.
If you were not circumcised, Jorge would love to circumcise you.
Stop it.
Right, chew the foreskin.
Stop it. No, stop it.
Okay, that was the real Jorge, all right.
Yeah.
That was the real Jorge, all right.
Oh, my.
Boy, he likes you, Buzz.
I guess.
Thank you, baby. Oh, you know, we never heard the tape of Libby.
And we didn't talk to Buzz about his rave out.
Yeah, well, I want to devote a whole segment to that.
Oh, dear.
So let's listen to the tape now of G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah.
This is from his show the other day, and this is something we're going to archive and keep whenever we have the opportunity to call Germany.
Very good.
On our show. Here is our friend, G. Gordon Liddy.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany.
Ladies and gentlemen, my man, G-man.
Wow, what passion. What an incredible gift for the language.
I was driving down the road listening to that. I said, boy, we got to archive that because he works it up.
He certainly does. Man, can we hear it again?
Yes. Now, who knows if he's saying real words or if it's gobbledygoo. It's real words?
Oh. Are you sure it's real words?
Well, it's partial real words.
It's kind of that Sid Caesar thing he's doing.
All right, here it is. One more time. Here we go.
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany.
G. Gordon Liddy.
I'm the Lugan. Oh, Schuroden, the Havadig, the Gitter, the Putin, the Luden, the Sang, the Herbeling, the Long, the Pop family, the Fassang, the Süden, the Schleusen, the Grengrossen, the Gresse Schwein, the Hunger und Bissel, the Rasbrot, the Gestapo, the Heiger, the Hüger, the Hüger, the Hüger, the Vierger, the Seid, the Algorithmus, und Deutschland, für Deutschland, für Deutschland, Sieg!
Wow. Fantastic.
Oh, man, he worked it up for that, didn't he?
Thank you, G-Man.
I'm scared.
Now, I heard, you know, well, let me hear it one more time. Hold on.
And now, well, those of you...
Because it sounded to me like he said Schweinhund.
Yeah, that's a real word, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... Schwein is a pig, a dog.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I know that if you want to call someone an S-head, they're a Scheißkopf.
Right.
And a dummy is a Dummkopf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't Schweinhund also a derogatory term?
I believe so.
Schweinhund means a pig face.
Pig face.
From your German movies, war films.
All right, let's try to analyze this now.
From Germany.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Eins flügen die rufen der Havelin die Rachen ein beleben der Oh Schroden der Havelin die sind geboten verloren gesein.
Now right there, it sounds to me like he's just making it up, because it's like Bugen de Flugen de Gungen de Gungen. But then when he starts working it up here. I just got a great idea. Yeah, I thought I heard Gestapo too.
Yeah.
I got a great idea. Let's get some phone numbers in Germany.
Sure.
And just call people.
Right.
And play it for them down the telephone.
I think that's a good idea.
And see what the reaction is.
See if we get any reaction at all.
Deutschland, Sieg! I understand the last part. Yeah. Deutschland, 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 sing Heil. Uh-huh. Don't we have a whole file of German numbers?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, all right, good. Hello, Donna Mike.
Am I the century caller?
Oh, I thought this was someone who spoke German. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We already have a winner right now.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
He really got it worked up there, didn't he? Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, do you have your call 100?
Oh, yeah. That's what all these people are still calling about. Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. A quick break. We'll come back. Forgot to talk about Buzz blowing his fuse today. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's ask him about it now. Buzz?
Yes.
Received a parking spot. Everybody knows parking spot 16.
Yes, right? It was in his new contract, and we were all very happy. We had a big celebration, went out for cocktails. It was a great day for Buzz.
Let me give Mike one more chance to identify the salesperson. And incidentally, are you going to make that salesperson pay to fix the bumper on your car?
I haven't planned on it. No. More about that in a second.
All right, Mike.
Steve Jones.
It's Steve Johnson, not Jones.
I am so sorry.
And no, I'll give you one more clue.
Okay. One more. You're going to give me a clue? Okay. When he says it like that, it's a clue that means I'll get it.
This is like playing password, okay?
All right.
Mike, the password is?
The clue is...
wife.
Mitch Johnson.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. You nailed it. Sales guy Mitch Johnson.
Uh-oh. Sweet, lovable, non-offensive Mitch Johnson.
To some people. He was in Buzz Burbank's parking spot today.
Yes. Total disrespect.
Which forced Buzz to park elsewhere.
When I first got the parking spot, I thought to myself, okay, this is new. People are going to park there accidentally. They're going to forget.
Hey, for all you people who think Buzz is such a great guy, listen to the story right now, because this is the first time that Buzz actually lowers the curtain to let you see that he's just as big an a-hole as everybody else in the world.
I knew there would be accidents, you know, so I promised myself and other people that I would not be a jerk about the parking space.
Right.
Uh-huh. So yesterday, three, not one, not two, but three different people other than myself were parked in that space. I never got to park there yesterday.
Buzz, I should tell you that the whole reason for getting a parking space of your own is so you can be a jerk. Yeah. That's a jerky thing for people to get.
I see that now.
Yes, because there are no names on them or anything like that.
Oh, but listen, we put out those memos. Mm-hmm. I mean, not we put out those, but the station put out memos that had the parking spots and everybody's name, and it said very specifically, the new spot belongs to Buzz Burbank.
Yes, it did.
It was a map, and we talked about it on the show. We even have a special tape we play on the show about that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, somehow, despite it being on this very radio station and printed out in map form...
What number is it again, Buzz?
Number 16.
16, Mike.
16, yes, 16,
16, Burbank.
Some people just didn't get it. So three
people
yesterday...
should respect the parking spaces. Yeah. There specific numbers for specific people.
Yeah.
And you should always use the one with your number on it.
So that's because Mike never does.
three people yesterday.
Mike always parks in the spot that's in front of his spot. It's all part of Mike's I'm the laziest man on the planet plan, right?
I get out of here early. Buzz has actually been racing me lately, but I still beat you out of there.
Mike saves exactly like maybe 6 or 7 seconds by pulling his car into the parking spot that's in front of the spot that he's supposed to use.
I think sometimes I save 10. I think 10 seconds.
It's very efficient.
Put a clock on me one night. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
So today I show up, and again, now, a fourth person in 2 days, 2 days running, I can't get into my parking space. There's another space available nearby, and I think, okay, I promise not to be a jerk. I'll park in this nearby space.
Yes.
As I'm pulling into the nearby space, I hit a post.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's my fault. I hit the post. I was driving.
No, it's not, Buzz.
But
it's Mitch Johnson's
but
fault.
If Mitch, you're not even in that situation if Mitch Johnson has the respect
this is what I'm
for
thinking.
Your property
amen.
To park, you know, somewhere else.
That's what I believe. I believe that if I hadn't had the backup, that none of this would have ever happened.
I'm a leave, I can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
There, ahead, and Buzz. So I came up, and I never do this to people.
And Mike,
yes,
I'm gonna learn to read, and I'm gonna leave. I can fly.
I'm gonna leave. I can fly.
I will admit it. So I came up, and I did something I never do, and that is I just cut loose on Mitch Johnson. I just you know, started yelling.
Now give us a recreation of that.
I said, look, it's been on the radio several times. I said, well, they put out a map. You know, and now I've damaged my car. And he said, he picked up his keys and he said, would you like me to move it now? And I said, no, my day's already screwed. Thank you. And I went back to
the meeting. Were you yelling? Were there any witnesses?
My voice was much louder than it normally is.
Let me hear that.
Yes, there were witnesses.
Let me hear the excited Buzz Burbank. Work it up for me.
I said, no, there's no need to park it now. My day is already screwed. Thank you.
I bet you did it better than that.
Back to the newsroom.
Probably. I bet it was louder than that.
Probably. I've calmed down since then.
What is it? Anything like, I am the god of hellfire. I bring you fire.
Yeah. I'll teach you to burn.
I never wanted
to. bum, 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 fire. Da, da, da.
I am the god of hellfire. I bring you
fire.
I was upset. I never wanted it to come to this.
All right, let's call him up.
Did you make him cry?
I might have. I didn't stick around to see.
He's not a guy that cries.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't
no
think
way.
So.
He cries every night when he goes home.
Easygoing guy.
When he has to sit down with his wife.
And prior to this, had always been nice to me. And I don't think he did it on purpose. He just wasn't thinking.
No, I do, Buzz.
He did it to you because he
Hi, this is Mitch Johnson with CBS Radio WJFK. I'm sorry I'm out of the office or away from my desk at this
Any witnesses that you saw around there that would be able to speak with us about the incident?
There were some workmen, I don't think they're here anymore, who actually saw me hit the post.
But I mean anybody that was up there near his desk.
Alan Linewand had just finished talking to Mitch Johnson, and
Hello?
Madonna, I think, was sitting next to him.
Oh, Madonna, fresh off her great appearance on the show last week.
Yeah.
Hello? I'm trying to call the front desk. Because I had asked at the front desk if Mitch Johnson was here today. And they said, yeah.
Well, I think that's a valuable lesson for everybody. You know, I'm going to park in my own space from now on.
I'd like to hear from Mitch Johnson what it sounds like when Buzz really erupts.
So I need, you know, $200 to refinish the bumper or words to that effect.
Oh, if you're lucky, it'll be a couple of hundred.
Yeah, hey, Rob?
You know what body work does, you know, today.
I hate to ruin your sitting time.
That's right. Could you rested up.
Okay, you all rested because you walked down the hall. Let's see if Mitch Johnson's here.
Maybe a brisk walk, Rob. Good luck.
Rob's sitting time, incidentally, happens to be the exact time that the show's on the air.
Wow.
Rob sits aside 4 hours every day to rest his tired feet.
Okay, was he going down to the front desk?
No, he's going back to the sales office.
Okay, I was
going to
say, feel that wind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I heard about the Viagra wafer. Greatest thing you ever had in your life. You pop this thing. And instant boner.
Hello. And again, G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. He's right, though. Instant boner.
With a wafer.
That's what they should have called it.
With a tiny wafer thin mint.
It's instant boner. I took it a half hour ago. And look at me now. Instant boner. Woohoo! Who are these boners? I'm Jerry Seinfeld for Viagra. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Radio Gods?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys about my first experience with butt love with a woman this weekend. Want to hear about it?
Have you had other experiences with people who aren't women?
No.
Because you made it sound like it's my first experience with butt love this weekend with a woman.
Don't start wandering with the mind.
What? What?
You know what I mean?
No, we don't know what you mean based on the fact that you were talking at the exact same time Dom was talking.
Oh, well, I apologize for that.
Is this Tom Arnold? Doesn't this guy sound just like Tom Arnold?
A little.
Oh, well, there's a compliment.
Is your knee bouncing up and down right now?
I'm a little excited.
This guy, I swear to God, this guy is a dead ringer for Tom Arnold.
So give me some jobs.
Hold on, here's Robbie Spiewak. Robbie.
There is a mixed opinion as to whether or not Mitch is in the building or not, but everyone has agreed that he is hiding.
Oh, he's hiding.
So he may or may not be in the building, but he is not to be found in the building.
You've driven him into hiding, Buzz.
I mean him no further harm.
Oh, but I do.
I said to him what I have to say.
Oh, I wanted to play out here in our arena, in this forum.
Sure.
Where you should buzz, you know, if you took it to the people score.
That's right.
Yeah. You should get your bumper paid for by Mitch. Yes, Robbie.
And the good news is Stacey Bridges says if she sees him, she'll drag him to us.
Oh good. That's right.
And Stacey, who's suffering with the pregnancy and the broken ankle. Yeah. I mean, it's very sad to watch her walk down the hallway.
Yeah. It is.
I don't see guys running to open any doors for her either.
Didn't she like have a chair that she was sliding? Across on the other day?
Yes.
Mm. Poor thing.
Yeah.
I saw a very pretty cast that she's wearing, though.
Yeah, Mike said, poor thing is you sat back and put your feet. Look at that.
Look at that.
Poor Stacy's having a hard time making it down the
hall. Look at her struggling to get down the hallway.
And
that's just a shame. Well, you want me to get up?
Has to park so far away because of all the reserved spaces.
Yeah, she's really pregnant. The sales lady, Stacy.
Yeah.
She's super pregnant. I bet her belly button is a gigantic Audi right now.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And to top it all off, she's got a huge cast from her knee all the way down to her ankle.
Yeah. Did anybody watch America's Funniest Home Videos last night with the Audi belly button? Where they drew a little face on it and the lady whistled. I enjoyed that. And it won the money, which always makes me happy when I'm watching that show.
And Mike, I'd like to make one more announcement.
Yes.
The baby
mm-hmm.
that Stacey Bridges is carrying.
Yes.
Cannon Grace is the father.
Oh, Cannon.
No.
Bravo.
Yeah. It's a little secret. I guess secret's out of the bag now.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What did you want to talk about? Bud Love? No, I don't even want to talk about that. Hello. Hello, Donald Mike Show.
How you doing? Hey, I was just
wondering. I had two questions for Buzz here.
Yeah.
First of all, he didn't really seem that aggravated when he found out his bumper was pushed in. Was he really upset?
Yes.
Were you really upset, Buzz?
Yeah. Do I want a groove, a big, nasty, ugly groove in my pretty bumper? No, well, I don't. I'm steamed about that.
And the other question was, is this the first time a man's caused your bumper to get pushed in?
Oh, boy. Thanks. See, now he's trying to make me mad.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I want to see that explosion.
I can't see your lips, Buzz.
Hello, that's when Buzz is really mad, mm-hmm. when his mouth gets real straight and real tight.
Like, and in fairness to you, Buzz, who designed that parking garage? Charlie Stuang Stabilak?
Yeah, that's the...
Put a pole here.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hey, hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Did you watch Daily Show last night?
I try to watch it a lot. Why?
Oh, I love it. Craig's leaving. I think you guys need to take his place.
Yeah, right. That'll be happening. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the vote of confidence. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I think y'all should get on the intercom and let everybody know that that is Buzz of Space and that they should respect that.
This is an idea, man. This would qualify as an idea, man. I believe everybody in the building already knows now that's Buzz of Space.
Well, you ought to make sure that everybody knows. I mean, I heard Ludi get on the other day and chew somebody's ass, and y'all should too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Helper. Here's another guy that's just not satisfied with the job we're doing.
That's right.
No, you can just improve things a bit.
Uh-huh. Pardon me? Shake it up. I'll shake you up.
Oh, no, you can do that.
You piece of garbage. Really, man, that's insulting. We're here busting our ass. I don't mind taking phone calls from people that have stuff to say. No, you want to be a goddamn director of this show, get off my cloud.
I'm not on your cloud.
Yes, you are.
Nah.
You think I can't noodle it through on my own to get on the goddamn intercom to call the guy? Well, first off, you're so stupid you don't even know that the station is playing, the show's playing through the intercom in the station already.
That's right.
So everybody already hears what we're saying.
Well, just reiterate it.
Why? Why can't you just be happy with the show we're doing?
I'm very happy with the show you're doing.
Well, then don't throw that don't throw the monkey wrench into it.
All right.
Please.
Okay.
Please,
okay.
For the love of God.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Right. And of course he says goodbye like that because people that do that say goodbye like that. They don't say goodbye. They say bye.
The guy can't tie his own shoes in the morning, and he wants to call him, hey, Don and Mike, get on the intercom, bring that guy, chew his ass. Chew his ass. Why don't you chew my ass, pal? Right.
I thought that went well.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. I've been working on my people skills.
I have my new line for those situations.
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Mitch, stop it.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. I was calling to ask you what a monica is.
How old are you?
29.
Mike, no matter what the age, a girl's never too young to learn what a good monica is.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are, Don.
It's what Monica Lewinsky allegedly gave President Clinton.
Oh, I know what a monica is now.
Right. I bet you're no stranger to a monica.
You clear on that now, Edith?
Oh.
That really was an Edith reaction, you know, for anybody that's old.
All in the family, right.
Oh!
Archie.
Oh, jeez, Edith. How about a monica in my favorite chair, huh? Get the meathead and little girl to go next door with Lionel and have you come over here and fix me up with one of your monicas, please.
Lionel. That's good. That makes me think. That's how George and Wheezy got on that show because Lionel was their son and George and Wheezy were Archie Bunker's next door neighbors.
Lionel was one of the funniest parts of that show. Yep, it was fantastic.
They changed Lionel's also halfway through, didn't they?
Did they change Lionel's?
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did. Mm-hmm. Of course, all black guys look the same, so nobody was ever able to tell.
That's what Archie said.
Hey, Don.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, ma'am.
Does Frida give monicas?
Well, not as often as I'd like them.
Oh, okay.
I think I've had, in 1998, from my wife, maybe one.
Wow.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Us.
All right, the silence is deafening now.
No, because we're all thinking right now. How many?
Last night would be the most recent.
Oh, God.
You son of a gun.
I hope it's totaled.
You rat.
Man.
What would that bring your total for the Total for the year of 1998.
Let's see. January, February, March, April. I don't know. A dozen at least.
Oh, crap.
He's got the...
A dozen.
You may have a dented bumper, but you got the best sex life.
A dozen.
I'm lucky overall. Man.
How about you, Rob? You ever make your wife do that? Do you?
And that's the only way to put it, Don, is the way you put it there. You ever force her to do that, Rob?
I'd like to not comment, but I'll put it this way. I would not trade with Buzz.
Really?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me another guy's getting more than I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at the look of... Look at this. You know what I enjoy? I do enjoy the look of pure joy on his face.
My boyfriend runs and hides from me.
Well, you must not be very good, then.
No, I want it all the time. He gets tired. He runs and hides.
You know, maybe, maybe... Well, listen. Just listen to this tape. Maybe he loves you so much that he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. I tell you, maybe you need a little more technique.
Oh, there's lots of technique.
Well, you never know. You know, you just have to communicate.
Do you have big teeth?
No, I don't.
All right, just trying to figure out.
Find out whether maybe you're a biter.
If it was up to me, it'd be like 3, 4, maybe 5, 6 times a day, and he just gets tired.
A day, like for all sorts of activity or for or that particular activity?
All sorts of activity.
Really? 6 times a day?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, you're such a liar. You must have braces or something. I bet you have clear braces like Brett Favre?
Uh-uh.
Listen, how long is Brett Favre going to wear those clear braces?
I think he wears them because he thinks he looks good.
Here, you can ask him. Here he comes.
All right, let's ask him.
Come on, stop laughing. Here.
Hello.
Boy.
Hello?
Who wears the pants in this family?
Hey. So, what's wrong with you?
She says she wants it 5, 6 times a day and that you run away from her.
Monica's. Beautiful Monica's.
Is that true?
No. She exaggerates.
She what?
She exaggerates, Mike.
She exaggerates?
I'm a leave, I can fly. She exaggerates. She exaggerates the whole thing.
So how?
Not the whole thing. Not the whole thing.
So you really don't like it as much as she does?
Or is she not very good at it?
Or is she perhaps
excellent.
Hideously ugly?
None of that. None of the above.
Really? Well, she said that she wants to do that to you up to 6 times a day and that you always tell her no.
I'm always tired.
You're always tired. Oh, well, you know, there's problems there.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you do it when you're awake?
Who's your favorite male movie star?
Mine?
Yeah.
Take your time. It's only a radio program.
Who is your favorite male movie star? This is a very important question.
1-1
Howard Stern.
2-1
Come on, a real movie star. Don't be funny with me.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell? Who's your second favorite male movie star?
I like this music. You know, this music can make any, even when we're talking to this dullard.
Jack Nicholson.
It can make it, Jack Nicholson.
All right, give me one more. Then I'll be able to make my correct, whatever it is I'm trying to do here.
You're going to.
My diagnosis. Yeah.
Your gaydar is out, is it not?
Yes.
Doctor.
And who's your third favorite male movie star?
I can't.
Pardon me?
You got to play in speed.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Doctor.
Right there.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. Stat.
Hello. This is Lance Homo. My beeper just went off. My vibrating beeper just went off. I heard that you have someone on the telephone, and his third answer to his favorite movie star was Keanu Reeves.
Yes, yeah, so we asked him, Dr. Homo, his three favorite movie stars. They were in order, Kurt Russell,
yes.
Jack Nicholson,
yes.
And then, of course, the clincher, as you know, Doctor, uh-huh. Keanu Reeves.
Listen, and I understand that your girlfriend offers you a Monica up to 6 times a day, and you say that you're tired.
That's correct.
Let's slip you out of those slacks right now. I think I need to give you the examination. I'm Dr. Lance Homo.
Without being able to...
I am a licensed athologist.
What would your diagnosis be, Dr. Homo?
I would have to take his temperature first, Mike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to take all of my patients' temperatures.
Sir, would you allow Dr. Homo to take your temperature?
No.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Thank you very much. Keanu Reeves is dreamy.
Yes, he is.
Right? Do you understand the subtle message that we're trying to pass on to you?
There may be a very significant reason why you are not interested in having sex with a woman.
It's It's because you're thinking about Keanu Reeves, and frankly, so am I. This is Dr. Lance Homo.
Thank you so much for stopping by. We know you're very busy with all... How many examinations are you doing a day, Dr.
Constantly, Homo? Mike. I must have seen 8, 9, 10. Let me count. I've seen 20 buttocks today.
Fantastic. Awesome. And everybody looking okay, Dr. Homo?
Some have not been looking as good as others, Mike.
But they're all satisfactory to you, isn't that
right?
Oh,
yes. Everybody leaves Dr. Homo's office with a big smile on their face.
And a lollipop, isn't that right?
Yes, and their butt is bleeding. Yes, I have some cranberry juice. And then their butt's bleeding.
Fantastic.
And this is Dr. Lance Homo.
Thank you, Lance.
Until next time, I'll be taking your temperature.
It's always so nice when he drops by. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Meister. Isn't Keanu Reeves one of those guys that people are always trying to out saying he might be a homo?
Of course.
Yeah. Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're talking to me or not. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I'm a school teacher in Prince George's County, and listening to you guys every day on my way home gets me calm, gets me ready to go home, and face cooking dinner and taking care of everything I have to take care of. You guys are wonderful. People need to quit calling in and telling you all what to do. You do a great job all by yourselves. You don't need any help.
Thanks, Teach.
Thank you, Teacher. Who's the celebrity you most resemble there, Teach?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say a thin Rosie O'Donnell.
A thin Rosie? That's okay. You're beautiful, baby.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I don't think there is such a thing as a thin Rosie. That would mean that you're like Nancy Reagan then, because you would have a tiny body and a huge, oversized head.
No, I just have lots of hair.
I was watching Regis and Kathy Lee, and one of their winners, you know, when they picked contestant number 4 to match a congratulations audience member.
Right.
And that person stood up, and Regis said, "Hey, Rosie O'Donnell," with a big grin on his face.
Fat girl.
Yeah, and she laughed, but I mean, you know, that's just another way of saying, "Hey, you, look at you."
I watched him today. I watched him and her today, and he put her in her place. She was talking about something that happened at one of her brat schools.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe it was the girl.
Right.
And she's talking about some kid that stood up and said, "Hey, mister, you're in trouble."
Yeah.
And he said, "Kathy Lee, how come every time you talk about a kid, they always say, hey, mister, you're in trouble?"
They were coming to blows today on that show. They were going back and forth.
Yeah.
She got on him about going to Notre Dame again, and then he got on her about the school thing, and they just didn't. I love those shows when they are both at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Hey, we got to go.
Yesterday when they were talking about...
Take care.
Thank you.
I'm a health teacher. I teach sex ed. I should fax you some of the stuff kids say.
Yeah, baby.
Bye.
Yeah,
right,
we need the material. Thank you.
Hey, miss.
Okay, bye.
Now, what, Buzz?
Yesterday when they were talking about Kathy Lee's various costumes. At one point, Regis said, "Every day with you, it's a surprise." He said, "I keep waiting for the biggest surprise of all, but you keep showing up."
Yay, they have not liked each other this week.
Good for Reach. Quick break. We are coming right back.
I'm just reading. That's Bruce Willis of Die Hard 3.
Yes.
I was reading that he's been pushing off the thought of doing another Die Hard movie, but after his relative insuccess recently. Hold on. I'm sure Rob has something more important. Yes, Rob.
Well, I just spotted Mitch Johnson. Would you like me to snag him?
You know, actually, that is more important. Please do bring him to us.
Yes, and the door is opening now, and I believe he's ready to make his appearance in here.
Well, anyway, Bruce Willis doesn't want to do any more. Hey, come on in, Mitch. Bruce Willis doesn't want to do any more Die Hard movies.
Hello?
Hey, hi. Let me talk to Mommy.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
One kid did mention you about your work at the drink stand. Ben did.
Oh, your friend Ben? What did he say?
He remembered you working there.
Oh, all right. Thank you, bud.
That's all.
Hi, let me talk to Mommy now.
Okay,
hang up. Too many things are happening here.
Yeah, we got a lot of plates spinning at the same time.
I want to talk about Bruce Willis, and Mitch Johnson just walked in, and I wanted to ask you, all right, honey, here's the question. Just researching this for later.
Yes, my boo-boo.
In 1998,
mm-hmm.
How many Monicas do you think I've gotten?
I don't know. You are on your own on this topic. There are certain topics that I don't...
I thought one.
Well, are you just saying for me?
Yeah. Yeah, right now we're just talking about just you.
Well, you write them in your diary. I don't keep track. I try and
Is she right?
I try and forget about them as quickly as I can.
She blocks them.
Yeah.
I think one.
All right, good. I'm happy for you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
God. See, I thought there might be more.
Right. See? Well, you remember, though. You know, you knew one, and you know.
Of course I remember.
Yes.
Here's a girl who's given 4 in the last 2 days.
Incredible.
Hello.
Same guy?
I don't know. Lisa? Our car phone just broke up.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe she'll call back. All right, more on that topic and more on Bruce Willis doing all kinds of bad movies but not wanting to do another Die Hard movie, which you should do. But first, here is
Mitch Johnson, the man who ruined Buzz Burbank's day today. Mitch, step up to the microphone,
hanging
please.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hanging his head in shame.
Let me first congratulate you on your recent rating success. I understand that...
hey, Mitch.
Washington. And I like to say that I am sure that a big part of that was maybe our friend Buzz Burbank with his colorful newscast. Yeah. His
Mitch, how
news
mad,
coverage.
How mad did Buzz get at you today?
I've never seen Buzz quite so mad before.
Really? No, so he hasn't. really went off on you, huh?
He was a little steamed.
How loud did he yell at you, Mitch?
You know, he wasn't real loud. He just had that fire in his eyes. So, mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of knew that, you know, you screwed up.
Was he very intense?
He was intense. Very intense, yes.
How do you feel about his demand that you pay to fix his bumper?
I didn't quite hear the demand, but...
yeah, what Buzz was saying earlier on the program, Mitch, I'll paraphrase it for you, was that SOB better come up with at least $500 for me to get this car fixed.
Perhaps there's a sponsor out there who might want to help fix Buzz's bumper and...
Don't you feel any guilt at all?
I do. Absolutely, I feel guilt.
Didn't you know that was Buzz's spot?
You know, I didn't, and that's what I feel bad about, because I heard you guys talking about Buzz getting a spot, but it never dawned on me where that spot may be. So I just parked in it. I'd like to blame Alan Linewan for part of that as well.
Good. I love buck passing. Why are you blaming your boss?
Well, because if you wouldn't have had such an early sales meeting, I wouldn't have been here so early, and somebody else probably would have parked there. And
you like to roll in normally, what, about noon?
He's no Tim McWilliams, Mike.
You could take some lessons from Tim McWilliams, Mitch.
Yes, I do.
He's, absolutely. He's nose to the grindstone, fella.
He wastes a lot of time in the office.
Something you'd like to say he wastes a lot of time in the office?
No, he spends a lot of time in the office, yeah.
Would there be something you wanted to say to Buzz?
Oh, I told Buzz earlier, I said, you know, I'm very sorry that happened. I feel bad. I really do.
Do you accept his apology, Buzz?
I do accept it.
Why don't you make him kiss your foot or something? Come here, take your shoe off. Come here, take your shoe off.
Don, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you have accepted Mitch's apology?
Of course not. Yeah. I would have gotten the money from him.
Just the kind of guy.
This is punishment enough.
Really, I would. Guys, well, in your place?
Well, we can discuss that.
How much do you think it's going to cost to fix your bumper?
I've heard that this kind of injury to a bumper can be refinished out for about $250.
You know, but for immediacy, I think, Mitch, it would be very magnanimous if you would at least let Buzz cut your tie in half and yeah. put it on his wall.
Is that a nice tie you have on today?
This is an expensive tie.
Scissors, please. Buzz.
Scissors.
Buzz likes that.
Scissors.
Who did we do that to already?
We've done it to
CJ. CJ.
That's right. We cut CJ. He had a $75 tie. Right. Yours cost more than CJ's?
No, I don't spend that much.
All right, good.
All right, come on in, Buzz.
Scissors in here.
Here we go. Glorious payback for Buzz Burbank.
All right, fantastic. And then all will be closed.
Oh, we need scissors or we need a razor blade.
Scissors.
You got a razor blade?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a razor blade. Here you go. All right. All right. All right, Buzz.
I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, yes, you can.
This is wanton malicious.
Cheap tie, Buzz. Maybe I should bring a better one in.
Scissors, Charlie?
Buzz, why don't you describe the tie that you're about to cut in half?
Let's see. Let's look at the label. It's from Britches of Georgetown, a fine establishment.
Nice tie.
And it's a lovely tie. It's a nice fabric.
What color is it there, Buzz? Kind of maroony?
Yeah, maroon with a kind of a paisley gold and green pattern on it.
Ah. Here's super producer Charles Broyle with a large pair of my hospital-sized scissors.
Now, he didn't do a lot of damage to the bumper. He did damage it, so I just thought I'd take maybe a corner.
No. Don't wuss out.
You have to cut. There you go.
Here?
Might as well just,
let's hear it, Buzz. I want to hear
right
it.
Here?
I want to hear it. Everybody quiet, please.
Look at him wince.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
I do like this tie.
Oh, well. Do they have more?
Yeah, the second
piece. Very nice.
Second piece. You know, that's a pretty good look with the little tie hanging down.
But it's not like I had very many of nice ties to begin with. So
and may I keep this as a
souvenir?
Yes,
put it on your wall, Buzz.
That's your souvenir. That's your trophy.
That's your hunk of flesh. That's your ounce of flesh.
Are we even?
Yeah.
A friendly handshake. Isn't that wonderful?
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch. You may go now.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
All right, now let's
get back to the girl who's given four Monicas in the last 2 days.
Ah, yes.
Here she is now, Lisa.
Hey, baby, say it ain't so.
Say what ain't so?
Say you don't get enough Monicas. I mean, come on.
No, I've been married. I will have been married for either 17 or 18 years in August, and I believe it was way back in the 80s is when I used to get a healthy diet of Monicas.
Mm-hmm. I was married, and I gave them to my husband.
Right, my wife's busy now.
No excuse.
Are you the person that's done four in the last 2 days?
Yes.
For one guy?
For one guy, and I'll tell you this.
It's killing me.
This is my boyfriend, and I separated from my husband not long ago, and I've given my separated, soon-to-be ex-husband more this year than you have gotten yourself.
Wait a minute. Your phone was breaking up. You've given your ex-husband, who you're separated from, more Monicas in 1998 than I've received with my...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
Cuckoo.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn Don and Mike Show from goddamn WJFK. Right here, Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening to our satellite-delivered show on the Westwood One Network thing. You're listening to us in Vegas. Las Vegas on 105.1 KVBC in Charleston, West Virginia. WWS3WS, the station for men only. And in Baltimore on good old WJFK AM. There are your toe-tapping touch tones. Let's take call 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067. Caller 100. We will give you something that comes from the ground.
Oh, really? A potato?
Cotton is from the ground, right?
Cotton is from the ground. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, in a way, yes.
And we are giving away a T-shirt that is made of cotton.
The look, the feel of cotton, the fabric of your life.
Right. A Jerry Seinfeld T-shirt and a chance to go to New York to see...
New York City!
Oh, you did and I forgot.
the final ever Jerry Seinfeld stand-up routine thing.
Yeah, once he leaves, it's gone forever.
All those stupid jokes like cottage cheese. People that make that don't make it in a cottage.
Yes, that's funny.
The Chinese people, how come they can't use knives and forks? They invented knives and forks.
Yes, and chopsticks, right?
That's it. And, right. You know, who are these people?
Yeah, why do they do that?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Keen observations on the world we live in.
If you want to go to see his last show in New York, be calling 100 right now, and we'll qualify you for the big drawing that we're going to have on Friday's show.
I dropped out of that, Robin. I'm sorry.
Now, here is Guy Birdley with news and comment, and I guess the lead story today is that Buzz's wife is home from work.
She is, in fact. Let me have her turn up her microphone here so she can join us.
Hi, Marcia.
And here, just a second. Let me make it so she can hear. Hi,
hello. Hi, Marcia.
Hello, Mr. Geronimo.
Hey, Marcia.
Mr. O'Mara.
Hey, Marcia, how you doing? How was work today?
Oh, it was lovely.
I like our picture.
Thank you. I thought Michael did a wonderful job on it.
Ooh. You mean Buzz?
Michael, that's Buzz's real name. She calls him Michael.
Buzz, does she refer to you as Michael all the time, full name?
Yes, she does.
Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. She calls him Michael J.
I know you don't like that. I like it very much, especially coming from her.
Well, you know, if she called me Michael, I probably wouldn't mind either.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So is Marcia just going to be hanging around now and servicing your every need during the newscast?
Well, she's going to help me get dinner together, sure.
So you're doing kind of a joint thing with dinner?
Yeah, well, actually, see, I made meatballs earlier today. And Now she'll do the pasta and the sauce and everything.
Oh, you're going to eat all that? You can eat that after your operation?
Sure.
Oh, that's great. So you can eat whatever you want, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. It's true.
That's great. So you're having a traditional, Italian, Southern Italian meal.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, did you tell your wife that you ordered the porno today?
I don't know if she knows that or not. She may have heard that through the grapevine. No, she says she didn't hear that.
Well, go ahead and tell her.
Marcia, I ordered a porno today for the show.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is an honest reaction that we just heard.
That's the real Marcia.
Watch it before you have to take it into the show.
No, it's not a tape, Marcia. It was on paper.
It was a pay-per-view, Marcia.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't take this one.
You could order one right now, Buzz.
You think?
Another one.
Maybe one a day is enough.
All right. Listen, news and comment. Speaking of porno. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And girls who are good with their mouths?
Absolutely. That's the big story today, right?
Monica Lewinsky. Right.
Yeah. That's the top story. Monica opens her mouth again.
Okay, Buzz.
Monica Lewinsky and her mother both have...
Just because you're sick doesn't mean I'm not going to be on you to make this the tightest broadcast possible. Okay?
Okay. I was distracted by meatballs.
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky and her mother have unlimited immunity in trade for their testimony for Ken Starr's grand jury. You were talking about this earlier today. It's called
transsexual immunity.
No, transactional immunity.
Transparent immunity.
Hi.
Transatlantic immunity.
And what it means basically is
Trans World Airline immunity.
She Transformer immunity. Transatlantic immunity.
Uh-huh.
You had that one.
Conflagration immunity.
That's not a real word.
I know it's not. I was cheating.
I think I'm king of the trans.
Yeah.
Trans.
King of the trans.
Air tran immunity. But that doesn't have an S on it.
No, it doesn't.
This means that Monica now can't...
Transcontinental immunity.
Transportation immunity?
Transparent immunity.
Had that one.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Transylvania immunity.
Oh, you're killing me now.
Transverse immunity.
Ooh, Buzz.
Listen, Buzz. Listen, sick boy, if you're going to play the game, play the game. Otherwise, don't just jump in halfway through.
Sick boy. So what's happening with her?
Well, this means that Monica and her mother now can't...
Transparent? Do we have transparent?
Yeah,
we have
yes,
transparent.
Like translucent? No, that's new.
I'm going to give you king of the trans because I think you have more than I do.
Thanks. Planes, trans, and automobiles?
Planes, trans.
Monica and her mother now cannot get in trouble for anything they have said or done in the past. Parking tickets, it doesn't matter. They are clean and clear. And the grand jury gave them this because apparently Monica gave them the information they wanted to know.
You know, Don said something to me in the office that makes a lot of sense where, and I believe him, that you, didn't you say something
I
like...
I said, I wouldn't F her with your phone.
And I said, you're absolutely right. No, you said something like he's probably got something that he's going to reveal after all this investigative effort, or else if he doesn't...
What's the point?
I mean, really.
That's exactly what I think, that if she's going to say that she had sex with him,
right.
Mm-hmm. He's going to say they didn't have sex, and that's going to be the end of it. Now, I think because he's bringing Monica Lewinsky's mother into this,
mm-hmm.
Ken Starr has to have some ace up his sleeve. There's got to be something that Monica or her mother has told him that he can't wait to get out into the open.
Yeah, otherwise he wouldn't do this, right? Or is he just grandstanding?
No, I don't think so. I think Don's very close here. What Ken Starr has, I'm told, are the hard drives from Monica's computer that gave him the information that allowed him to back her into a corner so that she had to tell the truth about her and President Clinton.
Ooh, like information on the computer. What kind of information would that be?
Today, I ate some gentleman's relish. Dear diary.
We don't have the exact details on that yet.
But see, the thing is, if she isn't going to testify that he tried to get her to perjure herself, then it's still, no matter what, unless there was somebody in the room with them, it's still he said, she said, right?
Apparently so, and that is what she's saying.
And that's why I think Ken Starr, excuse me, Buzz, that's why I think Ken Starr's got something
like an eyewitness who may have seen some sexual activity.
CBS News says that Monica has been recorded on an FBI tape saying that the president did encourage her to lie about the adultery nobody cares about.
Can't trust CBS, Buzz.
Yeah, you never know. They make that stuff.
Now, Kenneth Starr already has Linda Tripp as a cooperative witness. Now he has Monica as a cooperative witness. All he needs now is testimony from the president, and that's what we're waiting to see if he's going to get.
And you know what I say about that? Let him do it from his office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, put it on primetime TV.
I agree. You know,
I understand he doesn't want to go down to the grand jury and stuff because he's the president and everything, and he wants to do it from the office. But call the people at Fox. Have them put it on right after the world's biggest tumor tonight, after Hank Hill. That's a show. Buzz, hold on. Let's get our winner right here. Donaldo E. Miguel, hello.
Hello?
Hey, call 100.
All right.
What's your name, my friend?
Ray.
Where are you from, Ray?
Seabrook, Maryland.
Ray, you've won the Seinfeld teacher courtesy of HBO, and now you've qualified to win the trip for two to New York to see Jerry Seinfeld.
New York City!
Broadway, live on HBO, Sunday, August 9th. Please be listening to our show this Friday when we give the trip away.
You betcha.
Thank you, and hold the line.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on a second. Okay, Mr. Meatballs and Pasta?
Yes, sir.
And pictures of your naked wife all over your home.
Yeah.
We got to do a quick break. So, what's your next story here, Buzzy?
The GM strike is apparently over.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Dog Bowl.
Break wind.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to Christmas.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
A safe haven for right-thinking Americans. The Don and Mike Show.
Righto. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you about the show at the Bayou. Is there a cover charge? Is it free? Or?
No, we never charge for our Las Vegas-style shows. Just make sure you get there early.
Oh, okay. I had a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I saw Don on TV last week.
Oh, please, don't say I look like Barney Rubble.
No, not at all. I thought he looked like David Duval, the golfer. What do you think, Mike?
Who is David Duval, Mike?
No way. Absolutely no way.
Is he some big load?
No. No, not at all. He's blonde. He's a blonde. Why is everybody thinking you look like Barney Rubble, who's blonde, and then David Duval, who's also blonde?
I'm almost all gray.
Must be bad color on the TV.
You know what it is? It's the facial hair, because David Duval has the little Van Dyke beard like you do, and that's probably where the comparison is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Free Spirit Beth from the last strip trivia contest. How you doing, guys?
Well, bueno arbusto to you, Beth.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Doing great.
Looking forward to your show tomorrow night in Washington.
Yeah.
I work in D.C., and I was wondering if I made the effort to come down, if you could possibly do anything for me in the way of getting me in.
Well, it depends. If you enter the underwear fashion show or...
The underwear fashion show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to come down and participate, we could certainly leave your name at the door.
Okay, I think that I could do that.
Okay, Beth.
Okay?
Thank you.
I'll be bringing my Stossel boyfriend with me.
You'll be bringing your what?
Stossel boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend whose wife left him because she went lesbian?
Yeah, remember she called in on the strip trivia show?
No. I don't even remember that, but I'll believe you.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, thank you, Beth.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right. I don't even have an opinion.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, you got a weird way of getting even with people down in Austin.
What do you mean? Who are we getting even with?
You didn't get even with anybody, and it's pretty quiet on the airways with Don and Mike, man. It's kind of sad.
Are you sad that we're not on there?
Yeah. I mean, I thought you guys had,
you sound angry.
Had it all set out, had it all good to go.
You sound angry.
Yeah, I'm pretty angry, Mike.
Well, you know, TS, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I want you to get on the air down here. You're right. All talking no cattle, pal.
You ought to direct your anger at the radio station.
No, I mean, they're putting on something else right now I'm listening to, but I'd rather listen to you guys.
Well, direct your anger at them. They're the ones that screwed it up.
Right.
You guys demanded to get off. I mean, why'd you guys just leave everyone out to hang out the garage?
Because we're not going to let somebody, without right or reason, chop up the show and screw with our show.
If you're in war and just some...
Well, listen, dickhead, this is not a war. This is the radio business. It's not a war. It's the radio business. And frankly, it's our choice. That if there is a station that is butchering and aborting our show, we would rather pull the show out of the market rather than allow them to do that.
We've had many experiences
Wait, hold on a second.
When it doesn't serve our cause to be on a radio station where they are slamming us, where the people that are on the air and also management is actually saying bad things and passing along bad things about us and our show, well, we have no interest in being on that station.
So you guys care more about your reputation and money than you do about your fans?
Oh, kiss my ass. You don't even understand what it's about.
You know, I would like to kid around Dr. Homo, but it's a pretty sad day down here, pal.
What do you mean, pal? Kiss my ass.
Yeah, you don't even sound like a fan of the show.
Hey, look, big boy.
You don't sound like a fan of the show. If you were a fan of the show.
I'm a pretty big fan of the show. Used to be.
No, but you...
No, I turned my back on everybody down here.
Oh, my God. How stupid is it? What do you think? Do you think that Mike and I just pick up the telephone book and go, Austin, Texas, let's call the station and just get our show back on there?
Okay, well, you guys are saying, boy, we got three ready to go down there, Austin. Don't worry, we'll be on that the 6th. Yeah,
and you know what happened?
Everybody, we'll be on the 6th.
Oh, F you,
you
idiot.
You know,
son,
my crap detector is going off right now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt for a second that you're from that radio station where we left.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Well, listen.
Yeah, I'm from 98.9, yeah.
Yeah, I believe you are.
Look, call me up my house, man. I guess you guys got my number up there.
Why don't you just go die?
Yeah.
Then why don't you get on the radio down here, huh? That might actually do some good.
You know, we're never coming back to Austin because of you.
That's right. You have ruined it for the entire city of Austin. Tell all your friends that the reason we're never coming back to Austin is because of you.
Hey, I don't have to worry. They won't be able to hear me. Hear me?
Oh, every now and then. You know, you do pick your good spots for that. That felt good.
Praise the Lord.
There you go. Praise the Lord.
Guy was just a dick, man.
Thank you.
You know, anybody that's listened to this show certainly knows that the radio business is not something that you can just run on the... I mean, what I mean is you can't say, hey, we canceled our contract with the station in Austin. Now we're just going to pick up the phone
and get back on in that market. It doesn't happen like that. And we do have more than one station that's interested in our show in Austin, Texas. The problem is the crappy AM stations. We would rather hold out for a good station.
It's not like turning on a light switch.
Jesus.
Even when we decide where we want to go, it's not like turning on a light switch.
You folks really think that's how easy it is? If that's the case, I'd be calling New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles every day to get us on in those cities.
Hi, we're ready. Thank you. Okay, tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Right. No, it doesn't work like that.
Ah, you jerk off.
I think he was from the radio station.
Oh, I do too. Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
Yeah, I mean, 98.9, he had that radio voice too.
Yeah, forget him. Forget him.
I think you expressed yourself rather concisely and passed that along to us.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
And I say praise the Lord to my boss.
All right, go ahead.
And praise the Lord to Jimmy.
Praise the Lord to Jimmy.
Jimmy who?
Jimmy the intern.
Oh, right. All right, F Jimmy the intern. Okay, I'm with you.
Oh, I was close.
Praise the Lord to the Hobbit.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don?
Last week I was saying praise the Lord to Ken Stevens. Yes, sir.
Hi, I know. I didn't expect to get through it right away. I was wondering, when are you guys coming to Sacramento?
I don't know, sir.
Las Vegas-style show.
You know something that we actually run a tape. Remember that tape that we run, that disclaimer tape?
Yeah, so don't call us and ask it.
I know, but I didn't expect to get through. I was going to ask Charlie.
Call KHTK and ask them how come we were scheduled to come out in April, then we were scheduled to come out in June, then we were scheduled to come out in July, and they keep canceling the shows.
So I got to bust their balls.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See, really, the only reason I'm really staying with these phone calls is I'm just making sure that I said two nasties to that guy, two separate nasties, and right. I had to delete them both out. I was just making sure that they were, that it was deleted out.
They were right on top of one another.
Yeah, I know.
But we have the technology for that.
Well, you never know with our equipment, Mike, with our crappy equipment. At first I called the guy an effer, then I called him an MFer.
And I did that about you, man.
That pissed me off, man.
And he deserved the second one. You know, the second one was actually better thought out and had a little more punch behind it.
We appreciate people listening to this show. That is no lie.
He had radio written all over him.
And for someone to think that we would do that on purpose to screw over our fans, that's someone who's either on the inside or someone who is showing their ignorance how little they understand about today's modern media, man.
I vote for on the inside. It smelled of that from midway through that call. It really did.
Okay, Buzz?
Yes.
What do you got for me, big boy?
Well, it looks like the GM strike may be over after seven long, ugly weeks. Negotiators hit a tentative deal today to end that strike. Number one car maker lost more than $2 billion in profits because of it.
Felt good to cuss that guy out, man.
It does. Yeah. Satisfying.
Really felt good to finally cuss somebody out because we can never do it.
Don't you wish you could do it without having to run over and press a button?
Oh, yes.
That'd be fun.
Someday, Mike.
You will.
Someday.
That world's biggest tumor will be on TV tonight, as you've heard, no doubt.
And the lady with the eyeballs, too, right?
That's right. Fox is running Guinness World Records prime time.
And there she is. She has both the big eyeballs and the world's largest tumor.
Can't wait to meet her.
That's right. And the next week on the show, we're already promoting next week's show, the world's longest fingernails.
My fingernails grow.
All the women are jealous of my fingernails. Take a look at these. All right, Guinness.
Get your tape ready. The world's heaviest woman.
Well, I thought we just had...
Hello.
The world's biggest feet.
Hey!
And a man who will blow bubbles with a tarantula in his mouth.
Well,
here he is.
My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
There's no bigger bubble-blowing guy with a tarantula in his mouth than Major Bill Smith.
How you feeling, Major Bill?
Very, very sick, Rod. I don't feel too perky. But that's okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Mage. It's a six-week series.
Well,
grow long.
Very, very sick.
There you go. Well, Chris Collinsworth of Fox Sports will be the host for the next 6 weeks. And they're digging up Jim Morrison.
Buzz.
Yes, yes, man.
Marcia, say hi to Marcia.
I will do that. She'll be so glad to hear from you, Mage.
Say hi to Marcia for the old day.
I will do that. You know, you should be over at our house. We're having some cotton picking meatballs this evening.
Oh, the hell you are!
All right, listen, Buzz.
Yes.
I got to do another break. I shouldn't have taken all those stupid phone calls. What's your next story? Did you already do the story about the GM strike?
Yeah, I did. And coming up next, they're digging up Jim Morrison.
Ooh. Jim Morrison. Okay. Dead rock singers in the news. Really?
Yeah.
Come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You really want to test him out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Squeeze them like toothpaste and brush your teeth with their love. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
It's been a couple of weeks since I've been able to say...
What's the word? Planet Crackpot.
Planet Crackpot. Back now to news and comment at Michael J. Burbank.
Yeah, the former lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison, being dug up from his grave in France. He has a gravesite in Paris that's as popular as the Eiffel Tower when it comes to tourist attractions.
Bonjour!
And the city got tired of the offerings that had been left at the dead rocker's grave.
The offerings?
Yeah.
What kind of offerings, Buzz?
Oh, you're going to love these candles. Beer cans.
I heard a rumor that Jason Feces left an offering there.
Oh. Mike, that's Jason Feces.
Feces.
That poor guy. There's a guy that works with the show that's on after us here, the Sports Junkies.
Yeah.
The guy's name is really VZ. However, yeah, like George and VZ.
VZ.
Except everybody, when you pronounce it, even when you try to pronounce it the correct way, it
comes out VZ.
It still comes out like poop. Jason Poop.
Jason Poop.
That's odd.
VZ.
Whiskey bottles, cigarette butts, old albums, panties, and condoms are among the offerings that have been left at Jim Morrison's grave, and the French are just sick about it.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Yeah, well, now they're doing it to Jim Morrison. The 30-year lease on his grave expires July 6th, 2001, and on that day, he's coming up.
Bonsoir.
They're going to put him in? Are they going to put him anywhere?
They're going to move him to the Czech Republic.
Oh, man. Poor Jim Morrison.
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. He died of a heart failure in a bathtub in Paris from a drug overdose, you may recall.
Man.
At a very young age.
As long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
Goodbye, Jim. Goodbye, Don's lead singer. Enjoy your trip to Czechoslovakia. Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Repeat after me. I am short of breath. The Reverend Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized in Chicago with asthma.
Boy, I am short of breath.
Boy, Buzz, you scared me for a second there. I thought you were talking about yourself.
No, I'm talking about Jesse, who also has problems. He went into the hospital with this asthma condition after a Rainbow Coalition rally. He said to be in stable condition. At last report, the doctor said better than fair, but not good. He's had this before, and he's still recovering from an illness after his trip to Africa.
I am just experiencing trouble breathing.
Now, here's some good news.
It is difficult for me to breathe.
Cindy Crawford.
Keep hope alive.
Keep Jesse alive.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford has agreed to pose for Playboy magazine.
Oh, bueno arbusto.
Yeah. You know, she just got married at the end of May, but she's doing this to promote her upcoming special on ABC called Sex with Cindy Crawford.
Totally nude.
Here's what Playboy says.
Nice bush.
Spread will show her naked, and quoting the Playboy spokesman, not everything, but almost everything.
You know what that means.
That's Playboy.
No lips. Which really, to me, is a ripoff.
Speaking of lips,
I mean, you've seen her photo shoots when she's wearing those sheer outfits anyway.
Yeah.
So you've seen everything.
Except. Show us your lips.
Except lips.
Show us your lips. Do you remember that thing you used to get when you were a kid? Big wax lips?
Yeah, wax lips.
Yeah.
Big lips.
Yeah. Huge, giant, oversized lips.
Waxy lips. TV stations around the country are banning a new commercial for Virgin Cola because the spot has a gay couple kissing on the lips after they exchange rings at their wedding.
There's that word again, lips.
Yeah. Three stations here in Washington, D.C. refuse to run the ad.
I bet you Channel 20 runs it.
You know, they could be because they're not on the list of stations refusing it.
Channel 20 will run anything.
Absolutely. The Fox station here is refusing to run these ads.
Yeah, give them time.
The local stations have agreed to run the ads for Virgin Cola about the hippie cheering on the president's sex drive. That one they've agreed to run.
Mm-hmm. Yay, more gentleman's relish, please. hold on, here's Buzz, let me break in for a moment. Now, I don't know if I believe this or not. It says a holy man calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello?
Oh.
Yeah,
God wanted that to happen.
Okay. Sorry about that, Buzz.
That's all right. Hey, move over. Michael Eisner. Michael Jackson's in town.
Hey, come on.
The latest report has Jacko setting up another one of his kid traps, I mean amusement parks, this one in Japan.
You like my wallet? It's made out of gnu. It's made out of a gnu.
From the animals.
Yes.
Michael is already planning amusement parks in Detroit, Poland, and Brazil. He reportedly next has his eyes on Guam after he gets the Japan park up and running.
Yeah.
He'll also launch, a la Disney, a series of toy stores.
Toys.
Well, I don't know.
I love you too.
Quoting Michael's lawyer, Michael himself will choose the toys.
I would like to test every toy for an hour.
Every rhinoceros skin.
Before we put it on the market. Look, that's a lovely figurine. May I test it? I'll be back in a moment. Now you can put it on the shelf.
Michael, have you seen the waxed lips?
Oh, what great lips. I'll be back in just 2 hours. I'm going to test the product. Oh, it worked great.
Oh, the guy who...
Great lips!
Those are great lips. Send a pair to Cindy Crawford.
The guy who did that Merlin special for NBC is now putting together an Alice in Wonderland special. I thought the casting was kind of interesting. Whoopi Goldberg.
Who does Charlie Stossel play?
There may be a part available for him in this. Whoopi Goldberg will be the Cheshire Cat. Ben Kingsley will be the Caterpillar. Martin Short as the Mad Hatter.
They're all the same characters.
George Wendt is Tweedledee. Ugh. And Robbie Coltrane is Tweedledum, if you know who he is.
How about Robbie Benson?
No, he's not.
Robbie Benson.
Hello.
Robbie Benson.
I want to be Tweedledum.
Robbie Benson.
Turn up the Dormouse.
Robbie Benson.
Can I test those wax lips?
Robbie Benson.
And Della Reese has been touched by a pay raise.
Yeah. Della Reese.
Yeah, she's been touched by an angel star. Her prayers have been answered.
Mm-hmm.
She just signed a 3-year deal for $100,000 per episode.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, worth it.
Fantastic.
Now, totally
last
worth it.
Fall, she got a piddling raise compared to the deal that was given to her co-star Roma Downey.
She got a piddling raise?
A piddling raise.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, she was not happy about
Thank
it.
You, Ms. Reese.
She was piddled. And the U.S. Postal Service says it's coming out with an Alfred Hitchcock stamp. It hits the counters on Monday, and my guess is the back tastes like copper.
Della, you just won the lottery. What do you have to say?
Delery speaks out.
In music news, Sean Colvin has given birth to a daughter. The girl's name, and the weird names do not go away, Caledonia.
She's the one that doesn't shave her armpits?
She's probably among them.
The one that won the award that didn't shave her armpits? Who is that girl?
Paula Cole.
Thank you, Rob. Right.
Often confused with Sean Colvin. Sean Colvin had the song Sonny Came Home.
Old Harry Cole.
On Friday, she gave birth to Caledonia.
Armpit hair grows. All the women are jealous of my armpit hair.
Caledonia. What kind of name is Caledonia? Caledonia, say hello to your brother Madrid.
Mm-hmm. And your cousins, Rumor and Scout. Toad the Wet Sprocket's broken up after 12 years and 6 albums. They say they have grown in different directions. And Debbie Harry's been talking about getting Blondie back together, but that may be off. A couple of former members of the band are not only opposed to this, they're suing to keep it from happening. And they're suing Debbie and the 3 other band members of misappropriating money over the last 6 years. They won $1 million for that.
She looks too good.
That band broke up in 82. And in other music news, David Bowie is starting his own internet service. It starts September 1st and goes worldwide high speed by the end of the year, just so you'll know.
Hold on there, Buzz. We have to do a quick break. We'll be back with the rest of the news and comment and toe-tapping touchstones next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right, Jerry.
Listen to them. It's a simple actor's trick. Don and Mike.
All right, you just heard him.
Don
They're very pompous.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lewis, I mean Seinfeld.
Self-important man.
And there are your toe tapping touch tones.
Yes,
take caller 100 right now at 1-800-636-1067. Caller 100 will give you a Jerry Seinfeld t-shirt and qualify you for the trip to
Sydney. New York City!
For Jerry Seinfeld's final stand-up show ever, August 9th on HBO. Caller 100 right now. Good luck. And, you know, we're getting into a rhythm with Buzz. We're getting back to having news and comment on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to that, kudos to you, Buzz.
Why,
because
thank you.
Everybody realized that Buzz, after his major surgery,
right,
is doing the news from his house, doing the news from his bed.
Yeah, this is incredible, and we've got the technology, and things are working real well.
Yeah.
They are, I think.
Glad to have you back.
That's great to be back. And by the way, on the subject of Jerry Seinfeld, since he's come up a couple of times, you know all those lame jokes you were talking about earlier in his
cottage
career?
Cheese.
They're,
why do they call it cottage cheese? They don't make it in a cottage.
Those jokes, those are all going to be recorded for posterity on a comedy record album from his performances, so you can save them and listen to them over and over and over again.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Jerry.
Yay. If you please. And finally, it's always one person who spoils it for everyone else. Somebody on a recent British Airways flight, one of their bargain flights, broke the no-smoking rule. So the pilot refused to let anybody off the plane until somebody confessed to breaking the rule.
But that's like being in school where they say, I'm going to keep the whole class until somebody says who did it.
Look,
I've had boiled meat for dinner. I'm not going to let anyone off this plane unless they confess to who smoked the fag.
And no one did. No one confessed.
They call fags.
Yeah.
I mean, they call cigarettes fags.
That's right.
Now, who had a fag on my aeroplane? You don't tell me who smoked a fag on my aeroplane, you're going to sit here until the cows come home.
And as Mike can tell you, British cigarettes are boiled.
Boiled fags.
Deliciously boiled.
So no one confessed to this. Even
I'd like
pilot.
A nice filtered fag.
The pilot kept everyone
boy, it's really work. Tough getting a good draw on this fag.
Here, try one of my menthol fags.
No one confessed. The pilot kept everybody hostage on the plane, on the ground in Milan, Italy, for 40 minutes beyond the arrival time. When the captain finally let his people go, the captain was arrested by Italian police for false imprisonment. The Italians, you know, take a different view of these things.
Hey, come on, it was a cigarette. Get into jail.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Mamma mia, papa pia. Baby got the diarrhea. You ever hear that when you were a kid?
Yes, I did. Sure.
Constantly. Oh, Buzz, thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Buzz.
Excellent. We're done. Done.
And not a moment too soon.
Oh, man, we got to catch their next show.
Bye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Sorry, we're out of town.
That's it. We got to go. Hey, remember, tomorrow night at the Bayou in Georgetown.
Oh, boy.
It's our Las Vegas-style show. We really want to say thank you for listening to the show, and thanks for making us number one Arbitron rated.
Yeah, come out and see all our raunchy fun.
It's going to be a good one tomorrow night, besides the underwear fashion show, besides the slap-off, besides the butt love fun.
Mm-hmm.
Lutard will be there.
Yeah.
Also, Dennis Murphy, major effing star.
Oh, man, everybody's showing up.
Chuck Stossel, king of the two-girl show.
Yeah, he knows his way around a whipped cream can.
Queen Ella will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Broyhill and Christine, Rob's coming, and me and Mike, it'll be a good show. Make sure you're one of the first 1,000 people through the door, and you'll get the plastic Bulbous Donna Mike key tags, and you must be 21 to enter, and the Bayou did want me to announce, please don't bring spoiled and rotten fruit to throw at Lewis.
Ah, okay.
Said that a while ago, half in jest, and a bunch of people called the Bayou.
Oh, really?
You know, said, hey, we're planning on bringing some rotten fruit down to throw at Lewis.
Okay, so don't do that. Thank you.
Or if you're going to do it, don't call him and tell him you're going to do it. Yeah. Please do it, for goodness sakes. Just do it.
Do it. Do it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Valerie.
Valerie, where are you from?
Poolsville, Maryland.
Valerie, you are caller 100.
That's great.
Hold on, Valerie.
Thanks.
La, 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 la. La, la, la. La, la, la.
Mamma mia.
Papa pia. Baby got the diarrhea.
The oldies are the best.
Adios.
Adios. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You've won a Jerry Seinfeld t-shirt courtesy of
home box office.
Terrific.
And you've also qualified now to win the trip for two to NYC.
New York City!
To see Jerry Seinfeld live on Broadway, live on HBO, Sunday, August 9th at 9 p.m. Remember, if you can't be there live, see it on HBO. It's his last show ever. Cottage cheese. People that make that, they don't live in cottages. Right. We're giving away the trip this Friday, and you're in the running. So make sure you're listening Friday. That's all we ask. If you call, we'd like you to be listening so you can win the prize.
Thanks, you guys.
Beautiful. You are very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, and hold on, please. Well, another successful broadcast.
Absolutely.
Back tomorrow with another one. Oh, including in person. And I think you'll be joining us tomorrow night at the Vegas show. Rupert Martsky.
Ah, Rupert.
Oh, and also tomorrow, one of my old high school buddies has left a bunch of messages at the front desk. Flame.
Flame's got some big news, right?
Flame Donnelly. I don't know what he wants.
He's a special guy now. Isn't he? Isn't he like a doctor or something?
Yes. The message said
that now he's become a
now
doctor.
Now he's become a doctor. So I don't know what this guy wants. I haven't talked to him since junior high.
Hi, Don. I just already have a doctor now.
We'll call him tomorrow.
We'll call me. All right.
Call him tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we're going to finally watch that Zapruder film.
All right.
Oh. We've been waiting all week to watch that, so it's movie time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We'll see you then with a new episode. Please stand by now for the sports junkies.
All right.
Coming up next on WJFK FM and on WJFK AM. I got to get a bigger antenna so I can listen to Stan the Fan all the way in Virginia. Thank you, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Robbie.
Yes.
Throw your leather football helmet in the air just like Ricky Tyler Moore.
You might just make it that good.
Buzz, you missed it. Mike put it right in Rob's mouth.
Oh, man. Three
I'm
in
so
a row.
Sorry. I'm so sorry I missed that.
Is that the part of the show that you missed the most, Buzz?
I think it is.
Yeah. God bless you, Buzz.
A touching
Burbank.
Moment. Thank you.
What are you and your wife going to do now, Buzz?
We're going to go have those meatballs.
Oh, well, enjoy, Buzz.
All right.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
And everybody else, bye-bye.
So long, everybody. Bye.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.